Curry stove.
Curry stove.
We're going to wait a minute or two. Hopefully some other people will come on.
Okay. Yes, man.
Cut a stove.
Cut a stove. Excuse me.
So the handout for today is available on the Unique Astrological Times link. When that opens up, scroll down to where it says Rosh Chodesh Shvat. That's just below where we've been working on with the Shovavim materials. But first we will say a verse from the Zohar, from the Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, that has the energy of certainty. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Rishkin Tebid Hilu Erchimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Erchimu L'yakda L'shem Yud He Bavav He B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael L'imud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ahino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kunenei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kunenehu. And now we will connect to the handout. The month of Shvat, everybody gets excited because they think that the month of Tibet is over. And the month of Tibet is very, very negative because people don't have the vessel to handle the energy. But the month of Shvat is a very unusual month. It's unusual because it clearly has two different energies between the first half of the month, from Rosh Chodesh to the 15th, to the full moon,
really?
and a different energy from the 16th to the end of the month. Why is that true? Why is this duality? We're going to discover. But start with the frame of reference. Start with the understanding that the month of Shvat is very much like the month of Tibet. It's not as negative. The energy is not as intense. But it is like the month of Tibet. Why? Because it's using the same letter. It was created by the same planet, Shabtai, the letter Bet. It was created by the planet Saturn. The letter Saturn, the planet Saturn, does not rotate. One side of the planet Saturn always faces the sun, and the other side always faces out into space. This is the duality. The spelling of the word Shvat, Shin, Bet, Tet, is a Hebrew word that means the tribe. The Shavatim, the plural, are the 12 tribes. but it also has the meaning of a scepter. The nature of the astrological connection to the month of Shabbat is about your tribe. And this is expanding the idea of a tribe being an extension of your family. Now, everyone in the that considers themselves Jewish is from the tribe of Yehuda. But their soul is not necessarily from the tribe of Yehuda. Their soul could be from any one of the 11 tribes. That's why you have so many different groups of Jews in this world today. Because these different groups represent different tribes. The energy of Shabbat has this idea of the consciousness of an Aquarian person. The month of Shabbat is related to the astrological sign of Aquarius. The human Aquarian does not have their feet on the ground. They're an air sign floating away. They're brilliant. And this is the potential that everybody has in this month of Shabbat. Great ideas will come to you. You will renew yourself during this month. As we will come to understand when we talk about the trees and the holiday of the trees, the new year of the trees, the month of Shabbat is a very positive month. So why did people groan when they heard it was like Tibet? Because if you don't have the vessel to handle the energy, it becomes chaotic. And the only way we handle the energy, only way we cause our vessels to grow is using binding by striking. But most people, even when they've learned about binding by striking, don't want to use it. I feel what I feel. Therefore, what I feel is the correct thing to do. No, that's not true, as we learn in Kabbalah. The correct thing to do is to stop your reactions. The action that you take needs to have the consciousness of thinking about other people. The duality of Shabbat, the number of tribes, we have to identify not with ourselves, but with our tribe. And this is very difficult. Concealed in the month of Shabbat is the energy of Shabbat. If you look on the handout, you see it very clearly in the one of the pictures that was prepared for us. You see the only difference is the letter Tet is replaced by the letter Tav, and the word goes from Shabbat to Shabbat. What makes this distinction? The Tet can be substituted for the Tav. The Tav can be substituted for the Tet. Shabbat is the seventh day. Shabbat is one of the 12 tribes. Within Shabbat is the energy of Shabbat. Shabbat is the 11th month. What does it mean to be the 11th month? The 12th month is the Malchut. Shabbat is the Malchut in the week, 7 days in a week. Shevet is the 11th month. It's not quite the Malchut, but the idea of the 11th is one more than the 10 Sephirot. One more than the 10 Sephirot means the negative system. And that's why the energy is so intense, and that's why it's important that we utilize binding by striking even more so than in the month of Tevet. The attribute that connects to Shavat is taste. Lita. It relates to the spices that we add to our food. Why do we add spices to our food? What makes it so special? You have food without spices, it's bland. You add spices and you have great pleasure. The month of Shevet is the opportunity to elevate your connection to the level of spiritual pleasures. That's why it's an air sign floating away. That's why its feet are not on the ground. The ancient tribal connection was with Joseph. And Joseph's, the essence of the name Joseph is shall increase, shall expand, shall become larger. The vessel can grow in the month of Shevet. The vessel needs to grow in the month of Shevet. And how do you expand your vessel? Through binding by striking. The modern tribal connection is the tribe of Asher. Asher means happiness. But this is the relationship to the second half of the month. Being happy in the second half of the month is much easier. But only if you're aware of the transition on the full moon due to the holiday of the trees. Due to the fact that the trees are renewing themselves. Tu Bishvat, the holiday of the tree, is a renewal for growth, a renewal for expansion. The first 2 weeks, we need to create the vessel to expand. We need to plan to expand our vessel. The tribal stone is the Shohem. It has the quality of charisma, of attraction, of happiness. It has the quality of illusion, but it can be a delusion. The onyx stone is this paradox of the duality. The bet of Saturn. And the other letter that connects to this energy of Shvat is the Tzadi. What is the Tzadi? It's righteous. The Tzadi relates to Mashiach. The gematria of Tzadi and Bet is 92. 92 is 91 plus the Kolel. By connecting the 91, by connecting Adonai and Hashem, we connect to a higher level of consciousness called the Kolel. Call adding one, unifying more. This is the month of Shavat. This is what we can do, providing we utilize the tool of binding by striking. It's a month to be happy. From the Rosh Chodesh to the end of the month, it's a month to be happy. But how can you be happy when there's chaos? This is the illusion. And for some, God forbid, it will be a delusion. They won't want to. They're going to want to hold on to their emotions. And we have to let go of our emotions. This is the genius of the Aquarian. This is the growth of expansion. The herb that rises up is the Male Ashan. Without this smoke, without this smoke rising plant, this plant that burns and the smoke rises straight up, when it's mixed with the other 10 components, and it's burned as the incense, the smoke goes straight up because the other 10 components get bound by the smoke of the Male Ashan. The month of Shabbat has a house. The house is Beit Ha'ahava, the house of love, the house of sharing. The nature of the Aquarian person is to share. He wants to think of everyone in the world. But his correction is to save his family, to restrict his desire to make a big impact on the world. He needs to make a big impact on his own personal family. This is the correction. And this is the energy that we will be receiving, that will be modifying to us. This energy of good ideas, but the implementation may be difficult, and we need to do our restriction, our binding by striking, before we get lost to that expansive energy that we don't have the vessel for. The zodiac sign, what does the Tzadi create? It creates the sign of Aquarius, which is the word Dali. Dali is the water bucket. But if we look at the Dali, the word Dal, Dalid Lamed, means lack, means a poor person. The yud on the end means my lack. The Aquarian is so interested in saving the world that they're never aware that they're in lack, that their family is in trouble. They have to turn their eyes around and see the inside, not the outside. This is the zodiac sign. This is what each of us will be exposed to. The water buck pitcher, the water bucket, is a very positive thing. It's a vessel for water. Water is chesed. It's loving kindness. This is the energy of the month of Aquarius, the month of Shvat. The essence of Shvat . There's these two aspects. The first 2 weeks is one level. The last 2 weeks is another. And as we progress through the first 2 weeks, we need to build our vessel to handle the true joy and happiness that comes, that starts to build in the month of Shvat, so that the month of Adar, as the sages have taught us, when Adar comes in, joy increases. But it's a process. Why does joy increase? Because we've expanded our vessel so that we can receive more joy, more pleasure, more happiness. While it may seem like the first 2 weeks is different than the last 2 weeks, it's really one essence. It's hard to see it because we are coming out of the vessel. We're coming out of growing our vessel. These two different aspects that come into this month, one is appeasement and the other is abundance. Appeasement is sharing that feels like giving. Remember the difference in definition. And I'm getting some feedback, so please mute your phone. See if that fixes the feedback by pressing *6. And if you want to ask a question at any time, you can press *6 again. I'm still getting the feedback, so I'm going to have to do it. So the feedback has stopped. Everyone is now muted. If you want to ask a question, please press *6. So we have these two different attributes that make up the month, and they seem like two different things. One is appeasement and the other is abundance. But the Kabbalah is teaching us that they're really one thing. They're the same thing. Appeasement is sharing that feels like giving. In Kabbalah, we define the words differently. When I give, I have an expectation to receive in return. When I share, I have no expectation to receive. The energy of Shabbat is sharing. But the choice is whether you will share with an expectation to receive in return, or you will share without that expectation, just because it feels good to share. This is the energy of the Aquarian. In the Western world, after the 1930s, the word appeasement has a bad connotation. And sharing with an expectation of receiving is a selfish orientation. And it creates chaos in people's lives. Abundance, on the other hand, is usually thought of as relating to physical resources, but it actually applies to both the spiritual resources and the physical resources. If you share with the consciousness of abundance, you're going to find that what's in your bank account, what's in your energy level, what's in your ability to share just continues to increase because your consciousness is abundance. There cannot be any lack in you because you know you're expanding it. You are in the frame of abundance, and this is the last 2 weeks of the month after the holiday of Tu B'Shvat. If you become a channel for the light, a channel never has a lack because everything flows through the channel. And who receives? The channel receives something from everything that flows through it. When you are a vessel, when you are a water bucket, you have a limited capacity. And this is the mistake. Change the bucket to a channel. So all that water flows through the channel. And you share it without an expectation to receive in return. Share it. So our letters and the tetragrammaton permutation, the letter Tzadi that created the Aquarian, the astrological sign of Aquarius, the letter Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn. The permutation, He Yud Bav He. Hey, oh, ah, hey. The letter Bet represents the blessing, all that positive energy. The letter Tzadi, you have the vessel because you're righteous, you're a tzaddik or a tzaddeket. Both letters represent the central column, the 92 gematria of the two of them is the central column. The month of Shavuot gives us the opportunity to reveal truth, light, and goodness in our life and in the quantum level consciousness of the world. It is for this reason that Shabbat is called the month of redemption, since the physical world is usually thought of as darkness and exile. Of course, normal people do not think of this world as an exile from our true home. Our true home is with the Creator in heaven. This consciousness is necessary to help bring the Mashiach with mercy and avoid the Armageddon war. It's coming from our relationship with each other during the month of Shavuot. There is only one holiday in the month of Shabbat. You all know what it is. It's Tu B'Shvat, the full moon of the month of Shabbat. Why is it important to have a new year for the trees? Why is it important to have a holiday that deals with trees. The word tree in Hebrew, there's two words. One is retz, ha'aretz, the land, but it's the tree of life, etz ha'im, ayin, or tzadi, excuse me, ayin tzadi. This spells the name tree, the name etz. Etz ha'im, the tree of life. What makes the tree so amazing? It takes oxygen, or it takes carbon dioxide, and transforms it into life-giving oxygen. How can it do that? Oh, it's the photosynthesis. What is photosynthesis? It transforms carbon dioxide, which is death to a human being, into life. But there's another word in Hebrew, Elan, Aleph Lamed Nun. There's a Yud in there, Aleph Lamed Yud Nun. Elan means tree. What is so special about a tree? A tree grows upward. It is the tallest thing on the earth. What is the amazing aspect of the tree growing upward? That amazing aspect is it grows against gravity. Now, you and I grow against gravity. We grow up to 5 feet, 6 feet, some people 6'6". So we understand about this going against gravity, but what does the tree understand? Built into the tree is this natural element of binding by striking. This is how the tree transforms carbon dioxide into oxygen. This is how the tree transforms death into life. This is how the tree is so amazing, because it grows against the desire to receive for oneself alone. This is the nature of a tree, its inner essence. We need to do more of it. The taller the tree, the more the nature of that tree is binding by striking. That's why it grows taller. The taller the person, the more connected to binding by striking, the higher they are spiritually. And that's why the sages have taught us. The taller the person, the more connected to the desire to receive in order to share. Normally, we will be singing Shabbat Shira, the song of the sea. Yam Az Yashir Moshe, the Parsha Beshalach, is always either the Shabbat before Tu Bishvat or the Shabbat after. It's always connected to it. practical tools for the month of Shabbat. Do new things. Do old things in a new way. Renewal is the energy of Shabbat. Be open to leave your comfort zone. This is expanding your vessel. In the month of Shabbat, learn more Torah. You've been studying a half hour a day. Make it 40 minutes. Make it an hour. Do more Torah study. This is building your vessel. Conscious eating. During the month of Shabbat, we have the opportunity to correct our eating. What do we do that's wrong with our eating? Well, let's start at the beginning. When we put something food in our mouth, do we chew it? What is the purpose of our teeth? What is the purpose of chewing food? It begins the breaking down and the separation between good and evil, between good and bad. This is the purpose of chewing. When we do not consciously eat, we are leaving this energy in a mixture, not separated. And this is what's important, to separate between good and evil. It's good to consciously eat your food. That means to be aware. How many times do you chew your food? It's recommended that you chew each bite 100 times. It's hard to do. Try just one bite in each meal to chew 100 times. You're going to find how difficult it is. But if you can slow your eating down so that you perform this, this is conscious eating. This is building your vessel. This is the tool of binding by striking. Because it's in your mouth. Why do you, it's already, you know, you, as long as you, it's small enough, it's going to go right down your throat. Why are you waiting to chew it over and over and over? Because you're consciously feeling the pleasures in the food. You're consciously feeling the pleasure that Hashem has put in that particular bite of food for you alone. Otherwise, it would be in somebody else's mouth. For those who have not started to eat kosher food, it's a good month to start eating kosher food. It's a good month to be as part of your conscious eating, to be aware of where you are mixing milk and meat and stop it. Stop eating a cheeseburger if that's what you've been doing. Or if you have become kosher, how about not eating meat except on Shabbat? These different choices in our food patterns is all part of binding by striking. Doing it in the month of Shabbat is very helpful for your spiritual growth. at the bottom of the page, about an inch off the bottom, there is a story that I'm going to read again to you. In Second Temple times, there lived a man whose name was Micah. Micah dreamed of world peace and the coming of Mashiach. He decided to help manifest his dream, so he built a very special house that would emphasize and embody his dream. He built his house out of stone. This was because he did not want to destroy any trees to be used in his house. He did not want the energy of destruction to be connected to his house. Destruction and peace have no affinity. He did not use any metal to carve or cut his stones that he used in his house. This is because metal is used in war, and war and peace do not have affinity. He built the house with his own hands, and when he was completed, he planted a fig tree in the garden outside his house. Micah envisioned that people would come from everywhere in the world on their way to Jerusalem, to the third holy temple, as we all are going to do after Mashiach. Micah envisioned people eating under this fig tree in his garden. And then he would leave the crumbs for the birds to eat. And the result would be the birds would pick up and clean away the crumbs from the table as a service to Micah. One day a prophet came to eat at his house. Micah, like Abraham our patriarch, was very sharing. He provided a place of rest and food and other comforts for anyone who came by his house. After all, it was a house of peace, a house of love. Of course, he never charged anyone for these services, and he did not even ask for donations, unlike many people in our generation. Micah did not know the man was a prophet. When the prophet was finished with his meal, he offered Micah to pay for it. Micah knew never to say no, so he accepted some money in payment and immediately put the money back into the coat of the prophet. The prophet knew what he had done. The prophet blessed Micah by saying, "In heaven they are so impressed with your house and your sharing. Hashem sent me here to tell you that one day a child of yours will eat a fig from the tree outside of your house, and this action will manifest Mashiach." At that time, Micah did not have any children. The next day, the temple was destroyed, and Chas v'Shalom, blood ran in the streets of Jerusalem. Micah went into exile along with the other members of his family and his tribe. Yet the dream of Micah and Micah's story continued to hold, to be held on and to be repeated and told over and over, even up to this day. This is why people serve figs to their children, because maybe the fig they serve to their children might be grown from a tree that grew from a seed that came from Micah's fig tree. And maybe the hearing of the story by their children will mean that their children will also have a dream of world peace and thereby be considered a child of Micah. Maybe this child eating this fig will manifest Mashiach. Maybe, or perhaps the teachings of Kabbalah will catch on and people will know that this child is a child of Micah. And they will know that the fig tree is outside of Micah's house, outside of Jerusalem. And this action is what will manifest Mashiach, both metaphorically and physically, depending on your worldview. May each of us have a wonderful, peaceful month a month of completion, a month of building our vessel, a month of getting ready for the joy of Purim, the joy of Mashiach. You can bring your Mashiach and thereby the global Mashiach will come as well. It can be done in the month of Shabbat. It can be done today if you will only make that effort. The universe will support the consciousness of letting go and letting God. What is this consciousness? I'm not the one who's doing it. God is. Planting the tree of Micah. Did Micah plant the tree? No. God planted the tree using Micah's hands. This is the tool. This is what we can achieve during the month of Shabbat. Let go. Let go of your ego. Let go. Let go of the chaos. Let go. Let go of your comfort zone. Let go and let God. Shabbat can be a very stimulating month, or you can remain in the coldness of winter. The choice is yours. Just do the whole process step by step, one step at a time. This is the message of the month of Shabbat. We will now do our normal connection for the start of new months. I will ask you to join me with the Anapakoach. Anapakoach. Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Serura Aleph Gimel Yutach Tzadik Kab. The letters of the month of Shabbat, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Tzadi, the letter of righteousness, that created the constellation Aquarius. The Bet and the Tzadi together have a gematria of 92, which is the unity of Zeron, Pin, and Malchut, the spiritual and the physical world, all are wrapped up, all unified with the Kolel. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Tacharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Sheyechutcha Kivavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sitkatcha Tamid Gamle Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov tuvcha na'echa et kufbet tet nunayin יחיד גאה למך פני זוכרי קדושתך. שינקופיו צדיות תף. We have brought the energy of creation. We have brought the new moon into our space. Now, we will separate between the new moon, between the right and left column energies of this new moon. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yahweh, Adonai Yahweh, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosei Avon Va'afesha, V'chata'av V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, bowing time, so that we can walk with Hashem time. The first verse that we will study of the two verses that have this energy in the Tanakh, 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchal Vayavo, Amelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech Tavo, Natamar Achoti, Utlabev Leene, Shute Levivot, Vievre, Miada. The second verse is a psalm, chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin, Ayin Zion, Ayin Chet. The letters of the name of this year is in this verse. The letters are separated by three letters each. Hatati odiacha vavoni lokisiti amarti ode ale peshai la donai heyo wahe We atana sata awon chatati sela. The year 5777 also has two verses. The energy of the year 5777 is the year of the goats. The first verse that we study is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we're able to create dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse comes from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai yo he wa he. Elohechem tadibaku kasher asitem Ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses. The first is from Second Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayahaskum achechem. Halavim ad kilo tam lacha v'ad yitkachu hakohanim ki halavim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, La Lahei, Wah Wah Wah, Yola Yo Alamei, Hey Hey Hey, Aka Ah, Reka Ha. The second verse that connects to this year of the goat is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Be to Ba Adonai. Hey yo wah hey, ade ad ki biya yo hey Adonai, hey yo wah hey, tur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses connecting to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo yiyam. Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem Eilai el nachum V'halachti yitchem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'chibasti Oto v'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse also comes from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo laneta Yo veid roav, yom ruayo. The year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse connecting to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom leami leYisrael. Undati vishakan, tafta vilo yirgaz, od vilo yosifu, vene abla la anoto, ka asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, and we're going to say these names. By saying the name of the letter with its root vowel. Wahey wayo layo layo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he zayo ala da la awa he he a. Yozala me be hey, hey re yo hey ko me. La awa ka la yo, la wa wa pe hey la. Nu la ha yo yo yo, me la hey, hey hey wa. Nu ta hey hey yo re ta shi a hey re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo hey he wa la hey hey ka wa ko me nu ta a nu yo hey hey a me re hey a yo yo za. Hey, 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 may yo ha, wa wa la yo la hey. Sa a la a re yo, a shi la may yo hey. Wa hey wa da nu yo, hey hey shi a may may. Nu nu a nu yo ta, may may hey pay wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. Now we will connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim utilizing the same method of the root vowels. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he e nu wa ka me ta he he yo a nu da la he wa yo e me a. Yo sa la me re he, he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka pe yo, la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me. La yo be wa he re, yo yo la, yo yo wa la he he, ka ako me nu da, anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za, me he shi he me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he, sa a la a re yo, a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko. A la a he he wa, re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this Rosh Chodesh Shabbat: King Shaul HaMelech, King Shaul HaMelech, the king of his first king of Israel. Jonathan ben Shaul HaMelech, his son, the son of King Shaul, but also the soul brother to King David. And Shaul's other sons, Rabbi Nosim Nota of Chelm, Rabbi Binyamin Rabinowitz, Rabbi Moshe Shich the Maharam Shich, Rabbi Moshe Yechiel Halevi Epstein from the city of Ozerov, Rabbi Avraham Yehuda Farbestein, Rebbetzin Menucha Etel Nikritz, and now I'm going to ask you all to rise So we will do the connection to the permutation. Ayuwahe. As we dance around the room, as we elevate the joy in our lives through the dancing that we do on Rosh Chodesh. Hey, yo, why, 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 hey, hey, yo, why, hey, yo, why, hey, yo, why, hey, yo, why. Hey, oh, why, hey, hey, oh, why, 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 hey, 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 hey, oh, why, hey. Hey, oh, why, are you dancing? Are you happy? Hey, oh, why, 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 hey. Hey, oh, why, hey, oh, why, hey, oh, why, hey, are you happy, are you dancing, hey, oh, why, hey, hey, oh, why, hey, oh, why, hey, hey, oh, why, hey. 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 Hey, oh, why, hey, 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 sorry, bet. Hey, oh, why, hey, hey, oh, why, sadi bet. Hey, oh, why, hey, hey, oh, why, hey, oh, why, sadi bet. Hey, oh, why, hey, are you dancing? Are you happy? Hey, oh, why, hey, hey, oh, why, hey. Hey, oh, why, 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 hey, oh, why. Hey, oh, why, hey, are you flying? Are you singing? Are you dancing? Are you happy? Hey, what, oh, why? excess energy that we might have picked up, utilizing the eighth verse of the Anabakoach as our grounding mechanism. We say it in a whisper. Kodesh Tov to everyone. Are there any questions? I'm going to ask questions. Any questions? Class is tomorrow, which is Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh. We will have the 7 o'clock West Coast time class on the Tanit Dibur. We will have a 4:30 class on the deeper study of the Parsha of Noah. And we will have our 7 o'clock class, which is questions and answers. Well, I wish you all Kodesh Tov, a good month. Keep using your tools. Keep using those things. Kodesh Tov to all.
Kodesh Tov. Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov. Shalom.
Shalom.